Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Well, welcome to another edition of On Point Live right here from the CRN studios in Los Angeles. Hi, everybody. I'm Vince Ferragamo, former Los Angeles Rams Super Bowl quarterback. And alongside of me is my former teammate, 20-year NFL legend and Hall of Famer, Jackie Slater. Jackie, how you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. I kind of wish that I was on vacation like Michael Horn. What do you think
he is? Yeah, we're out with this guy. What happened to
him? I got a feeling that he's down in one of these restaurants and he's sampling some wine here in the middle of the day.
He could definitely be doing that, Jackie. But you know what? I was sampling some wine this weekend. It was Father's Day weekend, you know. Mm-hmm. I had the privilege of spending some time with my family. I know you were without your family because the boys are back east.
Yeah, yeah.
But did you have any fun this weekend?
I had a great time. Yeah. I was taken out to Father's Day dinner and everything.
Oh, that's nice.
Very nice. My son David was just a perfect gentleman, gave me cards and everything, and really enjoyed that. Had a good long conversation with my grandkids back in New England, and going to get to see them next week. They'll be out. So,
you know, a little
belated Javi, father gift for me.
Well, that'll be fun, Jackie. You know, Javi Chenzo, my grandson, turned 11, and 11 years ago was Father's Day, and he was born that day, and this is the first time it's been Father's Day and his birthday.
On his birthday.
So we celebrated his birthday, had a good time. We went to the Cirque du Soleil. That was fun. And Jack, I couldn't believe some of these acts out there. This guy was doing stretches on the stage and turning his head 180 degrees, and his body was going one way. And I mean, and these guys on these wires, they weren't on ropes, Jackie.
They were on wires,
one on each wire, and doing acrobats. They were doing handstands, flips, all kind of different things.
The only thing about that is that those guys only weigh 118 pounds. They're not big people.
They look strong. They look like they were doing
stuff. Well, they are.
High wire acts, everything. It was just
most of those guys have gymnastic backgrounds.
Definitely have to be very, very skilled, and your body's got to be doing all different kind of going different directions. But, you know, Jackie, we always have fun on this show. We like to encourage our viewers to visit our website at onpointlive.net. And subscribe to our YouTube channel, On Point Live with Vince and Jackie. Follow us on Instagram, on.point.live. And Harmony Cheese, Jackie, is our sponsor. You know, it's the greatest cheese around.
There's no doubt about it.
Without a doubt. All these different types of cheese. And then, you know, to get the variety, Jackie, you should go on their website, harmonycheese.com. And don't forget to email us with any questions you might have for Jackie and I at onpoint@crntalk.com. This is On Point Live with Vince and Jackie. We'll be back to share a lot of news that's going on in the NBA Finals. Ohtani's first day of pitching. It's going to be great fun, Jackie.
Looking forward to it.
We'll be right back on Point Live.
And now for Harmony Cheese. Here are Vince Ferragamo and Jackie Slater.
Indulge in the exquisite flavors of Harmony Cheese, crafted with passion and precision in Athens, Wisconsin.
Our signature Golden Age cheeses are a symphony of taste. From the tangy sweetness of cranberry and orange Abergele to the rich, buttery smoothness of our aged Gloucester.
Elevate your charcuterie board with our show-stopping Merlot cheddar, or savor the unique combination of flavors in our Portabella and Chive Abergele.
Harmony Cheese, rooted in Wisconsin tradition, crafted for discerning palates. Visit our cheese shop in Athens or shop online at harmonycheese.com.
Don't forget to visit our cheese shop in Athens or shop online at harmonycheese.com.
That's harmonycheese.com. Touchdown. Vince Ferragamo is inviting you to experience the taste of victory, not on the field, but in your glass. From NFL quarterback to winemaker, Vince Ferragamo has brought the same passion and dedication that lit up stadiums to crafting world-class wines. At Vince Ferragamo Vineyards, you'll find award-winning Italian varietals, including the luxurious Super Tuscan blend Caressa J, bold Primitivo, elegant Pinot Nero, and rich Sangiovese, all gold medal and 90-plus point winners. Perfectly paired with food, cheese, or enjoyed on their own, these wines bring a touch of Italy to your table. Why wait? Make tonight a celebration. Visit VinceFerragamoVineyards.com now and experience the magic of fine wines crafted by a true legend. That's VinceFerragamoVineyards.com. Vince Ferragamo Vineyards, where fine wine meets greatness. Football is won in the trenches. And if you want to dominate the line of scrimmage, you need more than just size. You need skill, technique, and a mindset of greatness. At Slater Enterprises, Hall of Fame offensive lineman Jackie Slater, 20-year veteran of the Los Angeles Rams, will help you develop the footwork, strength, and intelligence to control the game. Jackie has trained some of today's top NFL linemen, helping them maximize their potential and build long, successful careers. Every great offensive lineman starts with technique. Let's fix the technical issues, build your confidence, and make you unstoppable. If you're serious about improving your game and taking your skills to the next level, contact Jackie Slater today at jackies7644@aol.com. Start your journey to excellence. Go to jackies7644@aol.com. Slater Enterprises, where champions are built.
Well, welcome back to On Point Live. It's both Jackie Slater and Vince Ferragamo here to share some thoughts with you and what's going on in the world of sports. Jackie, it's like the NBA Finals. And that this is the topic that everybody wants to know. Everybody's watching. The ratings are great. I mean, we have two great teams playing,
Jackie.
You know, what happened in the game last night on Monday night in the fifth game was unbelievable.
It was unbelievable. I mean, Jalen Williams, oh, what can we say about this guy, man? This guy right here, some of the shots that he made, in my opinion, were just absolutely incredible. I've never seen a guy running as fast as he was make layups and they drop right in the basket. He laid those balls so high and so gently against the backboard, and to see them just boom,
basket. Okay, with his left hand, with his right hand,
he did it with both hands.
Slam dunk, Jackie. He went in with authority.
It didn't really
matter.
He made the shot that the defenders presented to him.
Yes.
Layups, slam dunks, whatever it was, he made those shots. He was really impressive. For a 23-year-old guy, I mean, the stuff that he's doing, Vince, we haven't seen in a long, long time. And I'm going to read some of the stuff to you that he's doing.
Yeah.
But it's incredible, man. I think that he is going to be the MVP of this championship series. I felt SGA had a chance, but right now I'm looking at Jalen Williams.
Well, he scored 40 points last night's game, Jackie. Both of them contributed over 100 points with their assists and their total points that they put up. But I looked at this game right from Jump Street, and I looked at Jalen Williams just as what results and the drive that he had. I mean, I think he was reflecting back to last year's game where they lost to Dallas in the playoffs, and he just didn't want to have that happen again. That was motivation for him this year, and it seems like he's always been that particular guy on this team that has molded this team together and strive for excellence.
Right.
Because everything he's doing, he's shooting 3 points, he drives a basketball, he'll pass, he'll assist,
and he takes over. And I think his coach understands the pressure that's being put on. People feel like they got to pressure SGA from the moment he gets the ball until he passes.
That's a team game.
If you let SGA just meander down the court and make decisions like that, you're going to lose that every time. So people are putting more pressure on SGA, which forces Williams now to bring the basketball down the court. And he's doing a fantastic job of doing it. And because when I see SGA off to the right or left and he's bringing the ball up the court, it seems like there's more space. because it seems like the defense is rotating towards SGA at all times because he's a very dangerous guy when he has the basketball.
Well, you mentioned something about Shai Gilgeous, though, Jackie, that he sees the court when he's bringing the ball down.
Right.
He sees everything on the court. It's like the quarterback on the team. He knows where to attack.
Absolutely.
You know, if there's an open player, like, say, Wiggins is outside or Wallace or you know, Jalen's down low, or he wants to feed the ball down to Twin Towers down below, he can do
and
that.
Just to echo what you're saying, if you notice when he's got the ball and he's in and he's crossed the half-court line, every one of his teammates or every move that they make, they have their eyes on him.
Right.
Because they know that they get a break toward the basket on an open shot, he's going to get the ball in the open man's hands.
Even when they set screens, though, Jackie, they'll set a screen and then they'll pick and roll. And they don't know, you know, they're always heads up for the ball because they don't know if it's coming to them or he's going to drive to the basket. And, Jackie, he's got one of the purest jump shots from around midcourt. Midcourt. I mean, he can score from all over, but – He always gets open. He can get open and make a clear shot.
Absolutely. You know, the Thunder, you know, when you take a look at it, they forced 22, 23 turnovers.
Oh, yeah, that was big.
Turning them into 32 points, Vince.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I told you, remember I told you last, watch how, if a big man puts that ball anywhere below his chest, there's a very good chance
they're going to steal it.
They're going to get it. They got quick hands. They're taught to be aggressive, going after the basketball, trying to take the basketball, get the turnovers, and it's a part of who they are.
Yes.
You have to keep that ball up high, keep it moving and away from them, otherwise they're going to take it right away from you.
And you mentioned another good point, that they took SGA, and they take him out of the lineup early in the first quarter.
Absolutely.
And they're resting him. They're getting him ready for the fourth quarter,
absolutely,
the last 5-10 minutes.
Because you notice how much pressure they put on him from the moment he gets the ball.
But this is a team game.
And the games that they lost, he was pressured from the moment he got the ball with the best defenders in front of him. They made him work every moment. And I think the games that they lost, mm-hmm, I think he tired in those games. And so his coach has decided now, this guy is going to be rested early and often, and we're going to let the younger guys go in there and make plays, play defense, and then we're going to put him in as our finisher.
Well,
he is a closer is what he is, Vince.
Yeah, Dagnow has done really well with substituting players on and off.
I think so, too.
The court. And going to the bench.
Especially after game two.
Yeah, after game two. But this is a team game, and it's one together. And I think you see guys like Aaron Wiggins. You see Cason Wallace, and then you also see Alex Caruso. Now, Alex Caruso,
yeah.
I mean, Kendrick Perkins said it right, though. He, mm-hmm, this guy is a secret weapon to this team. He has playoff experience, so he brings this experience to this young team, and he just knows how to get the job done.
He's a good basketball
player. He's really catalytic as far as, you know, the stealing and the confidence factor.
The playmaking.
And,
you know, he's a playmaker,
he
too.
He makes passes.
He does.
He'll go steal the ball, take it down, slam
absolutely
dunk it if he has to.
He's got a good skill set when it comes to shooting the basketball. He can lay it up. He can shoot it. He can dunk. Everything that you can do with a basketball score, he seems to be able to do that.
You know, and I give Carlisle and I think the Indiana Pacers a lot of credit as well, too, Jackie, because they've been staying close with this team. That's the way they fight. They're resilient. They keep coming back. And they make it close, and you just never know, which is making it a great, exciting series because you don't know if these guys are going to come back from this 10-point deficit or 15-point.
Yeah,
they come back. They crawl back.
I concern myself with them at this point, Vance.
Yes.
I predicted, as you remember, a week ago, I said I didn't think they'd win another game because I thought that SGA would play better than he had. And I actually thought that the coach would do a better job of resting him, which is what he has done. But when you look at Halliburton, Tyrese Halliburton is the field general extraordinaire.
Yeah.
He knows what he's doing. He finds the open guys at all times. He makes very good decisions with the basketball most of the time. Now we're looking at him having this, I don't know how bad this calf injury is, where the injury is located. He went to you saw him grimacing in pain. He went to the locker room, but comes back out with ice on. And you and I both know that if you get strains or contusions in your lower body, it limits your ability to move. And this is a running basketball team. They run the court as well as anybody in the NBA. And if their field general can't run and make those shots back out of there on that calf and take those 3-point shots, we got a problem.
Yeah, and he's a clutch player too, Jackie. He'll take the ball at the last closing seconds of a game and nail a 2-point or 3-point or whatever they need. But Yeah, he is hampered now with his injury, and you know, but he realizes, hey, this is one game at a time now. We only have one or two, three games left.
Yeah, but
that's it. This is the series. I've got to do what I can do, but you know, you're limited sometimes with the pain.
And I'm even more convinced now than I was last week that
about Thunder
that is over. It is really
well. Let me tell you the percentages when the teams go 2-2 and one team goes 3-2. The team that goes 3-2 has an 82% chance of winning the World Series.
Right. And that's exactly what I'm thinking is going to happen. I'm not encouraging any betting, you know, or anything like that. But if I were a bet man, I would put my money right on the head of the fact that
we said this guys, a couple weeks ago. But
I know.
My thoughts haven't changed.
Mr. Halliburton didn't.
Yeah,
he saw it differently a week ago.
Well,
but I think that was the final straw. Them losing him or his ability to perform at a very, very high level is the final straw, in my opinion, that breaks their back and, you know, gives the SGA and that group of guys from OKC.
Well, they have a chance to even up the series, too, Jack, because they go back to Indiana. Mm-hmm. And so they're going to try to come up with a big win there, and then they'll have to come back to the Thunder. If they win that game, they'll come back to Oklahoma City.
We'll see.
It's going to be an exciting time this week, so stay tuned. Watch those NBA finals, and
I know I will.
Let's get our people's opinions out there. They can email us, you know, at onpoint@crntalk.com if you want to get more opinions from us.
People are going to agree with what I say.
Yeah, well, I'm sure too. Most people are thinking, well, you got an 82% chance of winning it now, Jack.
But Vince, you were a Pacer guy, huh?
I know. No. I was a Thunder guy from the beginning.
Oh,
too.
You were? Yeah. Who was that? Michael?
I guess he was.
Michael was wrong.
So make sure you stay tuned for us. Don't forget, visit our website, onpointlive.net, and Harmony Cheese is our sponsor, harmonycheese.com. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of making trip after trip on doctor visits only to get wrong medications that waste time, money, and cause you side effects? If you're on Medicare, call for a free medical assessment and determine which medications are right for you based on your genetic makeup with our convenient swab test performed in your home and mailed to our laboratory. No more trial and error. The results will tell you and your doctor which medications you don't need and identify more appropriate replacements. If you're on Medicare and take multiple medications, call now for our genetic testing service at little or no cost to you. It starts with a call for a free medical assessment and evaluation of your Medicare coverage. Make this free call right now.
800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. That's 800-948-6814.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Well, welcome back to On Point Live. And before we get started in the NFL offseason, you know, our main sponsor here is Harmony Cheese.
Absolutely. Jackie.
And we have to just take a moment and reflect back. What's your favorite cheese?
Vince, you've been telling me
every week.
I got the last shipment that they sent, and it had some little cheese curds in there. Have you tasted those?
No, I didn't
now,
open
Vince,
mine yet.
I got to tell you, what you do is you get yourself some aluminum foil, get yourself some Ritz crackers. Some people use cookies. Get some cookies. You like those little coconut?
Like,
you know those little?
Yeah, I brought some back.
You know those little
coconut? So.
You know those little coconut cookies with the ridges on them?
Oh,
they're
yeah.
kind of square.
Or
they're
chocolate?
Not round. They're not
yeah,
round.
Chocolate.
No, chocolate. Oh, just
okay.
coconut. Right. And you can put some of those, put those little curds right on top of each one of those cookies. Put it in the oven. Already set your oven for 350. Put
you
it in
heat
the oven.
Them up?
Yeah, put them in the oven and let them sit there for about 5 minutes. Vince, take them out, let them cool off. I'm telling you, man, it is absolutely delicious.
Do you eat that for dessert or just before you eat a big meal?
Just as a snack.
Just as a snack.
You know, I'm going to give it to my grandkids when they come.
Yeah.
But I like that. And then obviously the abrigale. I mean, you can mix the abrigale with anything. You can eat that with crackers. You can eat it with come on, man. You're giving me a hard time. I know that. But that's my favorite. Abigail is my favorite. And those curds that he sent us, the way I just tried them.
Well, you know,
you
got to
try them, Vince.
For Father's Day, we had thin spaghetti with a nice red pasta sauce, Jackie. And that Parmesan Reggiano that we grated on top of that from Harmony Cheese
was
so good. And then we had veal. Now, you know, my wife had to trick the grandkids because they don't know about veal. They know chicken. So she said, well, no, we have chicken. I said, what happened to the veal? She goes, shh, this is the chicken. She made veal chops. They were delicious.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, with tomatoes on top and then a nice ensalada afterwards.
Jody's a good cook.
But that thin spaghetti was, well, we got to go on. We got to talk about the NFL offseason. This is, we're approaching the summer months. Now, Jackie, and you know, there are some teams just finishing up their mini camps. And the Chiefs, the Rams, everybody's finishing up the mini camp. And, you know, I think Jack, you need to tell the fans back there what it's like to attend a mini camp or an OTA, which we call off-season training activities, okay, without pads.
Right.
Is there any benefit? Can you get benefit out of these mini camps?
Well, you know, the coaches, the biggest benefit that I see happening is for the organization to get a bird's eye view of the type of athletes and their conditioning to play the sport. Mm-hmm. Not only that, but they can also begin to introduce these guys to some of their critical concepts, some of the basic concepts, as they go into the season on either side of the ball, defensive scheme, offensive scheme, in the run game, in the pass game. So they need to be introduced to that because, remember, you're going to be indoctrinating a lot of young guys and then maybe even some free agents on top of that. So bringing everybody on board with what you want to get accomplished is the number one priority for these OTAs. Mm-hmm. The other thing that they do in these OTAs, which I think is kind of good, is they begin to introduce these guys to the drills where they're going to be competing. Now, you're not allowed to wear any pads. You're not allowed to hit each other. But trust me, it's no different going to a mini camp now than it was OTA camp now than it was going to a mini camp for us. And I know that the defensive linemen are already big, already aggressive, and they don't have to do anything but put their hands on the ground and come off the ball straight ahead. These guys are going to get into some tussles. There's going to be some pushing and shoving. Not supposed to have any pads on. But when you do a 9-on-7 run drill or a 11-on-11 team period where all of the players are out there competing at their particular positions, there is no way you are going to go through those periods without some physicality. Guys are going to it's just the nature of the guys to get after one another. They just aren't supposed to do it in pads. And the thing about that is I think that contributes to a lot of the injuries we see early in the season because guys will do this all the way up until the beginning of the preseason. And then when the preseason starts, you know, most people don't play their players in the preseason games.
Yeah.
And they don't practice them that hard in the practices. So how in the world are you supposed to get ready to play a regular season game? Unlike right. what in our careers, when we started, we played six preseason games, and I think they used those preseason games, Vince, to get us ready, get us in shape to play a full regular season game. Like I played a quarter, and right. then I played a quarter and a half, and then I played a half, and then I played a half and came back in the third. And they just served up, you know, right. smaller pieces of the game so you could get yourself ready. Teams nowadays, they don't do that. And it has a lot to do with the money these guys are making, Vince, because they don't have to, you know, they don't.
Oh, that's another story.
Yeah, that's a whole different story.
Yeah, but
it's totally different.
Well, I can see the benefits. I think the congruency of being able to play together, because in an off-season program, if you're an individual, you're just working out by yourself. But now you can bring yourself together with the guys you're going to be playing next to. And in an offensive standpoint, the quarterback and, you know, getting the terminology, getting his synchronized movements with his receivers and getting to know each other, the personnel, and working as a group really has a benefit, I think, and it's probably more beneficial for the passing game. And,
yeah.
you know the NFL today. Yeah,
7-on-7 I mentioned 9-on-7 and 11-on-11, right. but I didn't say anything about 7-on-7. I never participated in that.
Right, right. And the 7-on-7 is a key for any pass offense. And, you know, the NFL today is pass happy. So
definitely.
They do throw the ball a lot. But they haven't gotten away from the running game. And you can see now what's happening with the running game. And
coming back.
The resurgence of big offensive line, big defensive fronts to build the foundation of your ball club. And that's another thing we can talk about. But, Jack, you know, back in the day, you know, we didn't make the money they make today. But, you know, I think it was a hard way to go. It was a hard way to go because some of the guys had to have an off-season job, you know, just to keep active.
I had an off-season job.
So it wasn't easy. Yeah, what was your off-season job?
I was a substitute teacher in the Meridian, Mississippi public school system.
Were preparing yourself.
I was preparing myself because I knew that an NFL career was a very, very short one, and I knew that it was a very physically demanding career, and I always looked at it as an opportunity to just kind of get ahead, just kind of put yourself in a position out of college to make a little bit of money, to kind of establish yourself and as you can, you know, move ahead. I never saw it as a long-term career where you're going to make a ton of money. And I don't think the guys nowadays see it that way. I think a lot of guys nowadays, they plan to play the game for a short period of time, maybe get to a second or third year on a second contract. And then after that, most of these guys have enough money and they're set for life. We'll be working until
dumping in an interest account. You know, they don't have to work anymore.
Absolutely.
No, I went to medical school in the off season, Jackie, when
I
first came to the LA Rams, and I didn't know I was going to, you know, be an NFL player for a number of years. But as it turned out, we went third year, went to the Super Bowl, and things changed a little bit. So. Mm-hmm. Made it try to make a career out of playing in the NFL. But today, you're right. The money that the players do earn provides them long-term security, you know. And so it's a little different. But I think, you know, us back in the day, we're more well-rounded. I mean, we were skilled at different things. I mean, and I think, you know, we took the game serious, obviously. But it was a means to an end. You know, we played hard, played as long as we could.
Right.
You played 20 years, very, very unlikely anyone else would play that many years. But you were so fortunate to do that and so skilled at your position that a lot of players can't afford to do that. And so they had to go to something else, some other
a
time.
Little bit sooner,
and I
bit
see
sooner.
A lot of guys that didn't play that long, Jackie, had a hard time adjusting. You know, if you didn't prepare yourself with a different mindset, just besides sports, you had to think beyond sports.
Oh, no doubt.
And I think it gives a better life.
There's a whole lot difference in making $35,000 or $40,000 a year and making $5 or $10 million.
How about $50 million?
Yeah,
there's a
huge difference there. Obviously,
we played at the wrong time, Jackie.
Well, I mean, we were just simply born a little bit too soon, maybe a couple of decades too soon.
That's true.
But you know, the thing about it is, Vince. You know, I think within my case, I was afforded the opportunity because of the nature of the game during that time to develop skills. You mentioned about my skill level. My skill level was always very high because I had to work on it. I mean, we played six preseason games. Okay, now think about this. I want to back up a minute. Think about this. The players nowadays, once they come to training camp and they get out of training camp, first of all, nobody is playing after Sean McVay started this. I think everybody's catching on to it because he's had success. Nobody wants to play their starters in the preseason.
They think they're going to get hurt.
Yeah, well, if they do get hurt, you get a $12 million a year player that gets hurt and you've already spent up to your cap, you can't go out and buy a comparable talent because you don't have $12 million. So the best and the smartest thing to do is to put that $12 million over there and let him and save him until the real game starts.
And let's hope he's in shape when the season turns around.
The problem with that, Vince, is, and you notice this, every single year within the first month of the regular season, we see all these catastrophic injuries. People are getting hurt. And it's because they haven't been afforded the opportunity to deal with the rigors of the sport in the preseason game. We used to they introduced us to the regular season by giving us smaller periods of time to play over a 6 preseason period of time. Now, the other thing is, once you break training camp, these guys haven't played in games, and once you break training camp of a 17-week season, they only have 14 days that they can actually put on pads. You have to stretch out 14 padded practice over 17 weeks, and that is no – I'll tell you one thing. There is no way I would have played football as long as I did with that limited amount of time to work on my skills.
Well, I'll tell you, Jackie, you're right about that. I mean, the guys that used to perform years past were just really ready to go when the season turned around. I mean, because that's what you had to do to prepare yourself. Yeah. But – we're going to have to talk more about the NFL, about our predictions of what's going to happen next year. But, you know, we have to continue to remind our viewers to stay on point. Keep listening to us. Keep following us on Instagram, on point, on.point.live. And don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, On Point Live with Vince and Jackie. So we'll be right back to talk to you a little bit more about the NFL and some baseball stuff we got with Shohei Ohtani.
How about Shohei Ohtani?
Man, I'm telling you, he's unbelievable.
Threw 100 miles per hour.
We'll be right back on Point Live.
Everyone has a fave Wendy's frosty flavor. And when you're choosing from chocolate or vanilla, it's not that hard. But now there's all new frosty swirls and frosty fusions. So try picking your fave from Oreo brownie fusion, Pop-Tarts strawberry fusion, strawberry swirl, brownie batter swirl, caramel swirl, and caramel crunch fusion. Not so easy now, huh? For a fresh way to frosty, gotta be Wendy's. Open till midnight or later.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, hours may vary by location. Oreo is a trademark of Mondelez International Group. Pop-Tarts is a trademark of Kellogg North America Co. LLC. Used with permission.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out collection letters, garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it even harder to get out of debt. Don't let tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in taxpayer assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Let them fight on your behalf, helping to put your tax problems to rest. Call the tax professionals at Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Summer days just got even brighter with Kohl's epic deals. Get this. You can score tees for just $5.99. Bedding for 60% off. Comfy shorts only $7.99. And so much more. You do not want to miss out. Shop Kohl's epic deals for savings on all things summer now before it's too late. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. Offer ends June 22nd. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Well, welcome back to On Point Live right here from the CRN studios in Los Angeles. And Jackie, we were just finishing up our talk on the NFL season and the offseason. We're less than 2 months away from fall preseason.
Right around
NFL.
The corner, Vinny.
Yeah, and I tell you what, you know, Philadelphia Eagles win the Super Bowl last year. This year, I got to ask you a question. Of all the teams that are in each division, which teams you think are more than likely going to stay at the top of the list?
Oh, at the top of the list?
Yeah.
Wow. I thought you were going to ask me the other question at the bottom of the list.
No,
well,
I
mean,
the best teams.
Let's think about it. I mean, in some cases, if you take a look at the additions or the lack thereof of certain teams, it tells you how they feel about themselves. The Buffalo Bills, in my opinion, in the AFC East, they're going to reign supreme. Okay. I don't see anybody really challenging them, perhaps the Jets, perhaps the Dolphins. But I think the Buffalo Bills have great leadership on the sidelines and a great leader at the quarterback position.
Mm-hmm.
In the AFC,
I have to agree with that.
In the AFC West, it's going to be very difficult to supplant Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs and Andy Reid. They just have some magic that's working for them.
But that's probably one of the toughest divisions, Jackie.
You had the Broncos, the Raiders
Absolutely.
Are coming up.
And don't forget the Chargers.
The Broncos won 10 games last year. The Chargers with
11 games?
Yes, they did. Yeah. And their head coach has established a culture there that I like. I really like. I think I would have enjoyed playing for Harbaugh with some of the things that he's established. And then don't count out the Raiders. Pete Carroll has proven to be a winner at all levels, and he is good at what he does. He's got some new weapons over there at the Raiders, arguably the best running back in the draft this past year. So I look for them to certainly climb. In the AFC North, though you think the Pittsburgh Steelers with their newly acquired quarterback is going to win 10, 11 games, I think it's going to be very difficult for them to supplant the Baltimore Ravens. And even though I know you like the quarterback at the Cincinnati Bengals, I think he is a guy that doesn't quite have the support he needs, but I wouldn't be surprised at anything they get
that's
done.
That's another tough division, Jackie. They all beat each other up.
So, they beat each other up a lot.
That's a tough division.
The only team that we don't have to worry about over there is Cleveland, in my opinion.
Yes.
In the AFC South, I mean, nobody's going to knock the Texans. The Texans are a solid football team. They built that football team the right way on both sides of the line of scrimmage. Got a talented young quarterback. They can keep him upright. He can make good decisions in the passing games. And I think from there, maybe we'll see what Liam Cohen does. He's got Travis Hunter, the second player that was drafted with the Titans over there.
Right. That's a team.
He did a great job with Baker Mayfield last year. He certainly did. I'm looking for them to make some moves. And it's going to be fun watching to see how they use my old alumni.
Yeah. Okay.
Travis Hunter. And I can claim him because he went to Jackson State.
How about the NFC?
Okay, in the NFC, I mean, it's, you know, I love anybody that features 350, 60-pound guys. The Philadelphia Eagles with their quarterback who can squat 700 pounds, they're not going anywhere. They're going to be dominant. And I think the Washington Commanders, are going to be a better football team. I don't know that they'll supplant the Eagles, but they'll certainly be better than the Cowboys and the Giants.
You better put
NFC
those
East.
Notes over there by your microphone.
Well, I'm telling you. I'm moving closer to you there, Vinny. Anyway, you can tell
that's
I get excited.
One,
you can tell
I
get excited
now.
When we start talking
ready,
football.
Those big linemen, man.
Now, how about the NFC
and
West?
You know how much they're paying their linemen? $85 million across the board, man.
Where a guy got $24 million and he's not even. Now, the guy that I. Now, this is the team that I get excited about, the Rams, obviously.
Yeah.
You and I both play for them. The thing that concerns me a little bit is Alarik Jackson. Alarik Jackson, in my opinion, this offseason was the piece that they needed to sign. They couldn't afford to let Alarik Jackson go to some other people who were courting him. Problem is now he has developed a problem with blood clots. And we've seen that before with big guys. Big guys who develop these blood clots don't usually come out and play. They take them out of the lineup. They let them rest. They let these things work themselves out. And I'm just concerned, you know, how they're going to do without him. They did sign DJ Humphreys now, formerly of the Chiefs, who has had some injuries and everything, but he has proven over the years to be a quality football player. I'm just feeling bad for Lamar Jackson. I don't think there's anybody that's really going to surplant the Rams. Sean McVay.
How about those Seattle Seahawks?
Sean McVay is has done a fantastic job.
They got Cooper Kupp.
But the Seattle Seahawks now, they are a team that's going to make some noise this season. I see the 49ers, you know, coming up. They got the quarterback paid.
They got Robert Saleh.
They got Saleh back in the fold. You know, that's where he started before he became the head coach over there. So the Rams are going to have to stay on top of their game because they have Seattle and the 49ers coming. I don't think we have to worry too much about the Cardinals. Now, in the NFC North, as I look at them, and I know you disagree with this, they got a great coach. They got a good quarterback in Detroit, Jared Goff.
Yes.
I like Jared Goff. I think he's going to hold on, but it's going to be for dear life because I think Ben Johnson over there at the Chicago Bears.
He
knows Detroit very well. He knows them very well. And I think they're going to be on and coming, perhaps more so than Kevin O'Connell and those Vikings with J.J. McCarthy, the young quarterback that didn't play much last year. But I think J.J.'s coming. So that's going to be a tough division. It's going to be one to watch. And then over there in the NFC South, Baker Mayfield and the Buccaneers, I think, are is the group to deal with out of that division.
Well, there's only been a couple teams in the last few years. I know that the Houston Texans went from worst to best in 2023. In 2021, the Rams went from worst to best.
So it has happened.
It has happened. I think what teams would have the best chance, I'm trying to think.
Of going from worst to first.
Well, you know, Debo Samuel is gone. He's with the Commanders now. He's with the 49ers. They had a little spout with him with talking back to the special teams guys. May they remove that problem. I think maybe they may have some research because they have Robert Saleh and they're concentrating back on defense. They were poor on defense last year, as you recall.
Yeah, they had some problems.
And their strength of their team is their defense. I think, you know, the Tennessee Titans, watch out Cam Ward, could light it up there. I think that might be something to look at. And the Patriots. You know, the Patriots have a new coaching staff, and they're resurrecting their team a little bit. So
still they building around a young quarterback.
Can they go from worst to best, though, in those divisions? I don't think they can surpass the Bills. The Rams are still, I think, the head class in the West. Seattle maybe challenged them a little bit, but we'll see. I think those would be my teams that may come back.
One thing that we can be assured of, Vince, there is going to be some really good football played in the NFL this year. And I just have a feeling that we're going to see some things that we haven't seen before, that we haven't seen in a while. And one of those things, to me, is going to be kind of like the resurgence of the rushing attack, the resurgence of the running game. You know, we've seen.
Well, once the Raiders get that.
Look at what Harbaugh has done over here.
That's true.
At the L.A. Chargers, he went out and he got Mekhi Becton. Mekhi Becton is 6'9". I stood next to him, Vince.
He's an offensive guard.
He's 6'9". He weighs 360 pounds, and he was a priority.
How do you
addition.
See over him?
You can't. He was a priority, unless, of course, you're Justin Herbert.
Yeah, right.
He was a priority signing for Harbaugh, and Harbaugh has started some interesting things over there, Vince. I really like what he is doing. He has decided, Vince, to take all of his honored players, all of his players, and decorate them so that the whole team is aware of what these men have accomplished.
Yeah, I was going to mention that because he's implemented these jersey patches.
Right.
He's going to put
on
their
jerseys.
That's
exactly what I was talking about.
To recognize a player's accolades, such as All-Pro selections, Pro Bowls, team records, and playoff appearances. That's kind of interesting, you know, because when I was in high school, they put a little star on our black helmet.
Right.
And it was kind of motivation.
Look at the Ohio State Buckeyes.
Ohio State does it. They put a little Buckeye on their helmet. I mean, these little things kind of motivate the players.
No doubt.
And
no
so I think it just makes the team better. And Jim Harbaugh likes that resume on their jersey.
Absolutely. And think about it, Vince. If you have been a defensive player of the year, or you have been to a Pro Bowl, or you have been in all this or that or the other, you know, if that is placed on your jersey where your teammates can see that, whether they are rookies or veteran guys that come into that team, they're going to look at you and recognize you as a person who is a difference maker. And the first thing they're going to do is they're going to start watching you. And they're going to watch the way you do things. They're going to watch if you
try to replicate.
Yeah, they're going to try to replicate, especially the young guys.
Yeah.
The young
makes you better.
You think the young guys are not going to come in there and look at those pass rushes that they got over there and say, hey, man, I want to be like him?
Yeah.
Over there at the Chargers? They got some dynamic players that can rush the passer and in coverage. They got the special guys all around. Yeah. And if they're wearing these accolades on their clothing, these young people are going to try to do what they do. They're going to try to do what they do in the practices, in the meetings, in the weight room, everything they do. They're going to want to know, because I know it happened to me. Guys did that with me.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think they will try to do that in baseball? So the major leagues. Now, we got to talk major leagues now, Jackie, because I'm telling you, the Dodgers, you know, Dave Roberts just put on the mound his star player.
Oh, my goodness.
Shohei Ohtani. He pitched last night. But before I get into that, and you can say what he did, okay, do you know how much the ticket prices went up in the one game? 174%. They went from $51 a seat to $137 a seat, and it was sold out.
Wait a minute.
Just to see him pitch one inning. One inning.
Wow.
He pitched one inning. He should have gotten the side out, but they had a walk. He threw. You can tell how fast he threw, but he allowed one run. But the surprising thing is, Jackie, whatever we say, his arm felt good after that one. He hasn't pitched for 2 years.
Vince,
explain to me what some of the things that he did.
Listen, this is what's amazing. The guy threw a 100-mile-per-hour pitch.
Yes.
He had two 98-mile-per-hour pitches. And a 97-mile-per-hour pitch.
His arm.
And they've only had one guy in their entire pitching staff to throw a 100-mile-per-hour pitch this entire season.
Yeah.
For those of us who, you know, watch the game casually, baseball casually, to people like even like you who are, you know, you really love baseball and you watch it thoroughly all the time. This is amazing.
Yeah.
This is amazing stuff that this young man is doing. And you know, when he signed the $700 million contract a year or so ago, you know, I know my jaws dropped and you talked about it and everything. But, I mean, everything he does, Vince, is associated with some new record.
Yeah.
Every single thing.
Read some of the stats
look,
he's done.
He hit. Yes, or we didn't even talk about how many hits he had and what he did.
No, he was 2-for-4 with two RBIs.
RBIs.
They won 6-3. They beat the Padres. They're crosstown rivals. So
the young man, listen, 250 home runs, 608 strikeouts. Shohei Ohtani is the only player in Major League Baseball history with 60-plus career homers as a batter and 510 strikeouts as a pitcher.
Mm.
Shohei Ohtani became the first National League player to start a game as a pitcher and bat in the leadoff spot since Alvin Dark. I never heard that name of the Giants in 1953.
That was before you were born. I know.
And then Jim Jones also did that in the 1900s. Shohei Ohtani is the first player in Major League Baseball history to have at least 25 home runs, 10 stolen bases, and 5 triples through 70 games of a season. this is the kind of stuff I heard a guy say.
Well, you know what's so great about him is he can throw, he can run, and he can hit. Now, he steals bases, too.
Yes. And he's not a little guy, Vince. He's my height.
He's
6'4". Yeah, he's not
209
quite,
pounds.
Yeah, not quite as heavy, but he is strong.
You
can tell in his stride, he is an explosive guy.
Oh, my goodness.
He's fun to watch, isn't he?
Time flying by. Yes, the Dodgers are an exciting team. They're still in first place in the West. But, you know, they beat the Padres. We'll see. It's a long time. And it's less than, you know, a month away before we have the All-Star game. So we're about midseason in baseball season. But anyway, we're having fun here on Point Live today without Michael Horn. We wish him a speedy recovery, and he'll be back again with us. And we're on Point Live right here from the CRN studios in Los Angeles. Don't forget our sponsor, HarmonyCheese.com. We'll be right back.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Well, welcome back to On Point Live right here from the CRN studios here in Los Angeles. We want to, again, mention to all of our viewers to visit our website, onpointlive.net. Also, subscribe to our YouTube channel, On Point Live with Vince and Jackie. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram at on.point.live. You know, and if, you know, sometimes our viewers have questions to ask us, Jackie, and we want to send out a gift package of wine and cheese to them, and you have to email
absolutely,
us.
Absolutely.
You got to pick up the email, go on your email account, and email onpoint@crntalk.com, ask Jackie.
And ask us a question. You know,
we'll really
savor the question. We like it. Makes us feel like you're participating with us in this effort that Vince and I are doing with our podcast. We love getting those questions, and we'll get back to you, and then we're going to put your name in a basket for a drawing to have an opportunity to win some of Vince's really good wine and obviously some of Harmony Cheese's best cheeses, and hopefully you get some Abergele. But we really welcome our fans contacting us and all. We've had some interesting encounters.
I remember
Joan Scott contacting us and several other people.
She remembers us from way back when.
Yeah, several other people that we know, and it just makes it fun. This is kind of a hometown, kind of a homegrown kind of a deal, and we're having a lot of fun. Hope you're enjoying us as we go through all of this.
You know, Jackie, we talked about the major leagues. We talked about Shohei Ohtani, what the Dodgers are doing, you know, but we didn't talk about college baseball. College World Series. It's played in Omaha, Nebraska, where I went to college, close to Lincoln. Okay, and that's where they have the home of the College World Series every year. Mm-hmm. There was a pitcher by the name of Gage Wood from Arkansas Razorbacks. They were playing Murray State. He threw a no-hitter for 9 innings. You know the last time that was done, Jackie?
When?
1960.
Wow.
It's only been done 3 times in the history of college World Series. Can you believe that?
It's unbelievable, man. To see young people deliver when it matters the most to their teams, it means a lot to them. But for their teammates, boy, they love it.
Man, I'll tell you what. Well, it wouldn't all be, it would be all for naught if we didn't mention our sponsor, Jackie, Harmony Cheese.
Absolutely.
You know, they can go on the website to look at all the different varieties, harmonycheese.com, and then just pick whatever you like. They'll send it to you, package, doesn't matter, however it is. And you like all their cheeses, Jackie. So do I.
Yep.
I mean, we have our favorites, and we eat them all the time. So, but we hope the viewers will enjoy the cheese as well. So, you know, Jackie, we come out here every week.
Every week.
And what do we say before we leave?
Stay on point.